With a 7-3 lead heading into the fourth quarter, Scott City would move the ball down once again. They'd convert a third down and get first and goal at the 3. And then something very unusual happened, and it was the second takeaway of the game for the Holcomb defense. First and goal from the 3, wing T set up here. 20 to snap, handoff left side. Kale Goodman finishes the drive off, or did he?
They took the ball away,
and here comes Levi Knoll, 35, 40, 45, 50, 40, and touchdown saving tackle by Hunter Yeager at the 35-yard line. Kale Goodman was stopped short of the goal line, and then they ripped the ball away, and Holcomb gets the ball back. With 11:13 to go. So the 66-yard strip and return of the fumble set up Holcomb down 7-3 in the first minute of the fourth quarter at the Scott City 34-yard line. Holcomb would get to 3rd and 4, and then a big holding penalty cost him a 4th and 2 opportunity. So on 3rd and long, they would actually the pass would fall incomplete. They'd be forced to punt at their own 13-yard line. But Scott City would move the ball down the field in the fourth quarter and would put up one of their longest drives of the year in the young season, time-wise. This drive would be starting at their own 13-yard line. They would just keep marching it down the field here. They would convert to 2 third downs as well in this drive, and all on the ground here, and it was a drive that would last over 7 minutes. Here's their final third down conversion that they needed to set up their last score of the game. 3:45 to go. They'll empty Goodman out of the backfield on third. Toss sweep left side. Here's Hunter Yeager, first down outside the numbers, 15, and another big tackle by Levi Knoll at about the 12-yard line, a gain of 10. Move the sticks again for the Beaver Blue, and it's 1st and 10. That would set up the Beavers' first down and goal late in the ball game, and the dagger would be delivered by the senior, Parker Gooden, on the very next play. 1st and goal from the 3, trying to make this a 2-score game. It'd be a sweep play right side. Parker Gooden, largest shoulder, dives in, touchdown! 2:12 to go, 13-3. Parker Gooden, touchdown rush number 1 of the year, and it makes it a 2-score game late in the fourth. With 2:12 to go, the extra point be knocked in by Alexis Reyes to make the score 14-3. Holcomb would have one final chance in the ball game. They'd have to go for it on 4th and 3 after an offsides call on Scott City, but it'd be at their own 27-yard line, and here's how their final play of the game for the Longhorns sounded. 4th and 3 from the 27 for Holcomb, the minute 26 to go. Here's Hands looking left on 4th. That pass deflected and incomplete, and that'll be a turnover on downs. So after the Holcomb's incompletion, the Longhorns would not have a first down the entire second half. They would have 4 3-and-outs, and then that 4-and-out on the incompletion on 4th down. The defense really stood up, only allowed 23 yards in the second half for the Longhorns. We'll get to final stats here, but Scott City would run off the clock the final minute 23 from the Holcomb 27 with 2 running plays and would win 14-3, their second straight win in the series, and they improved to 2-0 on the year and 2-0 in league play as Holcomb would drop to 1-1 on the year. We'll have your final wrap-up when we come back here. Scott City wins it here once again by the count of 14-3. We'll have a wrap-up as well here on WesternKansasNews.com.